Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Tuesday edition of The Opening Bell. A Western Illinois farmer who served more than a dozen years in the Illinois General Assembly is the new director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Former State Senator John Sullivan was named to the post by new Governor J.B. Pritzker and joins us this morning here on The Opening Bell. Director Sullivan, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Steve. Good to be here.
We have lots going on in the world of agriculture. What would you say is the biggest issue on your desk right now as the new director of this department?
Well, I'd say, of course, lots going on. Let me just say, first of all, I'm in my ninth day on the job, so still trying to understand everything that's going on with the department and trying to get my arms around all the responsibilities here, but I'd say probably right now that has the most buzz and conversation is the last year the General Assembly passed an industrial hemp legislation, and the Department of Ag has written the rules for that. We're taking public comments on it right now, but just seems to be a tremendous amount of enthusiasm out in the all across the state, I guess, from folks that are wanting to explore the opportunities to grow hemp. Both from a farmer level, but also from a non-farmer level, just folks that they look at it as an opportunity to perhaps start a small business, and so a lot of excitement about that.
When you spoke to reporters after taking the office, you also talked about the diversity, the wide range of diversity in agriculture across Illinois. Talk to us a little bit about what you meant there, and how will that be a challenge for you leading the department?
Then Governor-elect Pritzker appointed me as one of the co-chairs of a transition committee on agriculture. And I was talking about that diversity because of the diversity of that group. There was probably about 30 members of the committee, and obviously we had farmers and producers from across the state, livestock, grain, but there was also some urban ag members of that committee. And that was an area that I wasn't extremely familiar with, and so to have to hear about the input of, some of the urban ag folks, and there was actually two legislators on there from areas that would not be a traditional farming area, and so when I talk about diversity, I just think that there's a lot of folks when they think about farming, they think about corn and soybeans and livestock, which is obviously the bulk of what it is, but it's a pretty diverse we're a diverse state. They grow some cotton in southern Illinois, obviously corn and soybeans. I have a small farm here in western Illinois that I own and operate with my wife. We raise corn, soybeans, wheat, hay, have a small cattle herd, but there's just I think farmers and business people are looking for different opportunities and ways to diversify their operations so that they can when you can diversify your risk, you eliminate that risk. So, that's kind of what I was referencing.
I could have the statistic wrong, and I'm sorry if I do, but when you were serving there, the 47th Senate District, you were the only, at least in this last session, the only farmer serving in the Illinois General Assembly. Did I have that accurate?
That is accurate. And if you think about that, Steve, the last numbers I heard, I think about 70 to 75% of the state, the geography is considered rural and ag farmland. So the geography, the numbers, the percentages are quite high for the state of Illinois, and yet I was the only farmer of 59 members in the Senate. And now, when I left in 16, there are no farmers in the Illinois Senate. So it's quite a staggering number.
Yeah, and that is staggering, and it's concerning, too, because the farm community, the agriculture sector needs that sort of representation, you would think. So does that make your job more challenging in sort of making sure that issues for the agriculture community are front and center in front of Governor Pritzker?
Absolutely, just no question. Well, number one, there's fewer and fewer farmers out, actual producers out across the country. So, You know, farmers, the numbers are dwindling, a very small percent of the overall population, even though the impact that farming has and agriculture has on the state is huge. Obviously, the jobs that are produced across the state, you know, the number one industry in the state. But as there's fewer and fewer numbers and fewer farmers, and obviously fewer and fewer members of the General Assembly that maybe don't have a very clear understanding of what farmers do you know, what our duties and responsibilities are, it absolutely makes it more of a challenge to try to educate, you know, members of the Senate and Governor Pritzker about, you know, the needs of the ag community, you know, what our concerns are, you know, what it takes, you know. And the other thing right now, of course, the farm economy is in not in a very good situation as far as fiscally. We certainly have our challenges with low commodity prices, and we have on top of that, you know, some of the trade wars that are taking place right now. You know, the uncertainty of the government shutdowns. I mean, there's just a lot of uncertainty out there, and there's a lot of apprehension in the farm community. And so, you put that on top of the fact that it's our voices maybe aren't as strong as they have been in the past because of you know, just our numbers. I mean, it's going to make my job, and I tell everybody in agriculture, it's going to make our job more difficult. That's why we have to, you know, be proactive and go out and visit with legislators and folks that do not understand farming.
Yeah, you talked about the commodity prices and the tariffs issue. What kinds of extra tools does the state have to sort of help in that? I know that's a big federal issue with the Trump administration, but what kinds of tools are in your toolbox to help farming out in this period?
You know, we had, it's ironic you would ask that. We had an executive staff meeting yesterday morning, and I asked that very question. I said, you know, what can the department do? And as you said, it federal issues, there honestly isn't a lot that we can do about some of those issues, but hopefully we can, you know, one thing that we came up with is, you know, try to educate the farm community as to, you know, deadlines and dates. You know, we do have at least a three-week period here where the government's going to be opened up, and make sure that producers get into their, you know, to the USDA offices and get their farms signed up for various programs. To, you know, there's some loan programs out there that are available. So, you know, trying to educate the farming community as much as possible. And then, you know, one thing, I said, you know, back before I was took over as the director, I said, was there anything that the department did, you know, to assist? And one of our responsibilities at the Department of Ag is we oversee meat inspections at, you know, processing plants all across the state. And so there's also federal meat inspectors, and, of course, they were not on the job. So the state of Illinois and the Department of Ag came in and backfilled some of those federal positions so that these processing plants could continue to operate. You know, we just kind of helped them with some of the financing there, knowing that hopefully that it was going to be a short-term situation. And so there's some things that we've also been able to do behind the scenes.
Director Sultan, we appreciate you being with us this morning. I know you're 9 days in, and when you are in a little bit longer, come back and we can do an update and have a bigger conversation, if you don't mind.
I'd love to do that, Steve. Good to visit with you. Thank you.
Thank you. John Sullivan, who is the new director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture.